This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We always bring stuff to the table to talk about with you. It's been a while since we've discussed old Sheriff Joe. You know, the self-proclaimed toughest sheriff in America. This untouchable man who has been reelected time and time again in the Phoenix, Arizona area.
Loved by so many.
Loved by a lot of the tough-on-crime people. A lot of the people, like one of our earlier callers, who believes that the harsher the punishment, the less the crime will happen, even though there's not really much evidence that punitive methods are very particularly successful. I mean, there's obviously a lot of recidivism of people who do get caught and then punished in the current system that we have. But that doesn't really matter to Sheriff Joe. He's a politician, and he's making his bones on putting people behind bars in some of the most harshest ways possible. He has notorious for his Tent City prison, which is an extension of the jail where, because there's so much overcrowding, as I understand it, there's this also this Tent City where people can kind of die of heat exhaustion and not having enough water and not getting fed particularly well. It's just he brags.
There's many people who claim that they're stereotyped by the sheriff's deputies because of their race, and I can imagine that that's going to make you feel pretty bad if you're in, I don't know, a border state that was, I don't know, populated by Mexican people before the United States folks came in. That it is in fact a plan to drive Hispanics out of Phoenix or Maricopa County.
He brags about spending as little money as possible on the inmates, bragging about the small amount of cents that he spends per meal on inmate meals. I mean, this guy is...
And I would point out that most people in a county jail are presumed innocent. These people, and oftentimes they're in our criminal justice system, for whatever reason, they're awaiting trial, right? But everybody's just thrown in there, there's got to be better systems for dealing with somebody who should be presumed innocent.
So, I mean, this guy has, we reported on some of the ridiculous things he's presided over the years, and it doesn't seem to matter how outrageous he behaves. I remember one story, he was raiding, his men were raiding the offices of, God, was it the county? I forget.
It was some government agency.
It was one of the other government agencies in the area. He was raiding their offices, I guess because they were critical of him or...
That does happen.
Something like that.
That's the claim.
He had political enemies there. In fact, let's go to the phones here and we'll tell you more about what's going on with old Sheriff Joe. He's facing some contempt charge, criminal contempt.
Hmm.
We'll explain what's going on with that. But first, let's go to Arizona where James is on the line. How's it... aren't you buddies with old Sheriff Joe there, James?
No, he doesn't like him.
Hello?
You bring up some other call that I never suggested anything of the sort. Mind backing that implication up, Minister?
No. That's why I asked you. Aren't you buddies with him? And no, apparently it sounds like you're not.
You suggested I am. You mind backing it up by anything I've ever said on so-called free talk?
No, I guess you're saying you're not. So what were you calling about tonight? Go ahead.
Then why would you say such a thing, Minister Freeman?
I asked you if you were buddies with him or not. Sounds like you're not.
You're suggesting I am, yet I've never said anything of the sort.
James, do you think it's possible he's just referencing that you live in Phoenix, too?
No, I think he's making a smear against me because he's not really a minister.
Unless you think everything's a smear against you.
It was. If you're saying that he wasn't suggesting something negative about me, about my supposedly liking America's roughest sheriff. Anyway, Minister Edge, if anybody that's ever listened to a local radio in Phoenix, Arizona, that's much bigger than your show, anybody and everybody
knows bigger?
That I despise America's roughest sheriff, who happens to be my neighbor. And by the way, Minister Edge, I haven't forgotten that Ian Freeman suggested my neighbor was a slinger. In other words, a drug dealer.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Do you think that's true?
That's right.
Do you think that's true?
No, I asked you to back it up, because if it is true, Joe Arpaio would have already suffered miserably if it were true by my own hands, and I wouldn't have called the cops or his brown shirt accomplices.
What would you have done?
Again, well, Minister Edge, just like if you had hit somebody I know and love over the head with a wrench and watched him murdered, I would have done what I would have thought was appropriate.
You kill a drug dealer?
Minister Edge. Well, Minister Edge, you actually have watched somebody killed. If that person were my chief,
I asked you. You were,
DNA,
it sounds like you're threatening the life of Sheriff Joe if he's a drug dealer.
If he were a drug dealer, if he were a drug dealer like your partner in crime that you're looking at right now has suggested on Free Talk Live.
Well, I think what he did was doing was repeating a was.
This is what I heard.
Yeah, he's repeating something
true.
He heard, which is I think it is a terrible thing to do, and it's you shouldn't just go slinging out allegations when you have a nationally syndicated radio program.
Minister, you're right. Minister, you're right. You should never make an allegation about somebody being a criminal unless you can back it up.
Well, it's pretty clear he's a criminal.
A moral human being.
It's pretty clear that he's a criminal.
What are your particular problems with Sheriff Joe, since we're on the topic?
Because he's not a good Catholic. He's a despicable human being. But I called in to talk about what I wanted to talk about.
Something we actually agree on here, James. I'm really glad that we found a topic on which we can agree.
I'm not here calling agree with you, but I called in to talk to Mark about something, Ian.
Here you are.
But you instantly butted in and brought up something I
never It's our job
said.
To make the show interesting, so we'll go ahead and do that. Go ahead.
I'm good at doing that, Mark.
I'll take your word for it.
If I'm allowed to speak freely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark. I heard last night on the last segment that you bring up the McCollum memo again. And I actually know a person whose dad and uncle were in Pearl Harbor the day that Japanese who earlier in the morning toasted to sake on an aircraft carrier before they murdered thousands of human beings. Oh, that's a good sound effect. Why don't you do that?
Sound by now,
potty
dude.
Mouth. Man, you can't just do that.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You know that he's going to rage. He's going to call. He's going to write on Skype on what bad guys we are. He's going to send us emails and leave us messages about what terrible people we are. That's the rule, man.
I don't
man.
Know if he's left us a voicemail yet on the new system, the new voicemail
system.
System.
Used to, though.
Really?
Wasn't it?
I don't think so. We haven't had the old system for years.
He would just call after the show?
Yeah. Okay. He's called after the show. And it's been a while since he's done that, though, so I'll give him credit for stopping calling after the show.
It didn't go well for him.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I guess he was all riled up here. He didn't like my sound effects. So, you can join us here. Let's see. Joe Arpaio. Here's a story from azcentral.com. Federal judge on Friday has referred Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and three of his aides to the U.S. Attorney's Office, requesting that they be prosecuted for criminal contempt of court. The landmark decision comes after U.S. District Court Judge G. Murray Snow found that Arpaio intentionally violated various orders that were rooted in an 8-year-old racial profiling case. Hmm. The judge's order also refers Chief Deputy Jerry Sheridan, Arpaio's former defense attorney Michelle Lafrates, and Captain Steve Bailey for prosecutors to consider criminal contempt charges against them as well. The sheriff and Sheridan already have been held in civil contempt of court. Potential penalties are steeper in a criminal case, and only criminal contempt could result in incarceration. Boy, wouldn't it be ironic for Sheriff Joe to end up incarcerated
in his own jail. There's no way he ended up in Tent City. He's too old.
Criminal contempt serves to vindicate the court's authority by punishing the intentional disregard for that authority, wrote Snow in his order. Snow's decision, announced in a federal court filing, answers the key question that loomed over more than a year of contempt proceedings. Was the sheriff's disregard of orders a criminal or civil contempt of court violation?
Which sort of contempt of court violation was it?
But it creates a whole new set of legal questions for the embattled lawman. Will the U.S. Attorney's Office accept the recommendation? It sounds like they don't have to, which is a surprise, because normally, at least at the local level, you don't need a prosecutor to bring a contempt charge. if there's civil or criminal contempt, the judge just hits you with criminal contempt and you go to jail.
Yeah, this, it's not a charge, really.
It's a power, an inherent power of the courts.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-453. More on old Sheriff Joe here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. Do you really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, new law enforcement against prohibition speaker has been announced here in New Hampshire, and I think it's great news. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want to discuss, but we're talking about a bad cop at the moment, and that is Joe Arpaio, the so-called toughest sheriff in America. We'll get back to that story. Also want to let you know about Liberland, the European micronation. It's had recognition recently proposed by 7 Polish legislators. And also the Chicago Journal of International Law released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. If you want to learn more about Liberland, you can visit their website, liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D. It's a small place, about 3 square miles in between Serbia and Croatia, and neither Serbia or Croatia claims this land. So that's why the libertarians have sunk the flag in, and they're saying this is ours now. They're trying to get recognized, and they are determined enough to do that. So we'll keep you informed as Liberland continues to develop. But if you'd like to be a citizen of Liberland, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland, and you're in competition with more than 100,000 people who've already requested that citizenship. Some big-name, liberty-minded folks are back in Liberland, like Roger Veer, the owner of Bitcoin.com. And it has been said that the base of the economy in Liberland will be Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So liberland.org to learn more as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jim is in, I believe, Wisconsin. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I was going to tell you about them boats, you know, them flat-bottom boats.
Yes, sir.
Viking longships.
Yeah, there's a Viking ship that's traveling around the Great Lakes right now and is being, well, I guess, flummoxed by all the government regulations. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, they had all kinds of trouble because they made their own trouble. Those Norskies, you know, they're not too smart.
So how they
apparently they're smart enough to build a boat that can cross the Atlantic Ocean.
But when the bottom of the boat is flat and you get some waves, it's awful rough. It's really rough, you know.
I'll take your word for it.
They didn't have the kind of food that we do, you know, and they would get scurvy and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, they once in a while, you know, they don't have bathrooms on those boats, you know. Today they call them ahead. I don't know what the hell they call them ahead for, but
nor do I. But they call
anyway,
it that.
And hitting the head means to utilize the bathroom
facilities. Oh, boy. Yeah. Real. You got to go. But they had these wooden buckets and a handle on each side, you know, and they'd have a rope tied onto it. And so they'd sit on the bucket.
You know, and did the bucket just tie it across your lap?
You know, you hit the buckets. So you'd poop in the bucket. You know, I mean, what else are you going to do? You'd throw the bucket over the side, but you'd hang under the rope, you know, and all of that stuff that was in the bucket, you know, the sharks would eat that stuff.
Yeah, lucky
the sharks.
Well, it gave them indigestion, you know. They got madder than hell, and they'd follow the sharks right into the inland waterways.
Now, are you a Viking fan? I mean, how did you learn all this? Let him finish this joke.
He's got an ending to this.
Song. Okay.
No, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, of course.
Oh, I see. Now I get it.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Jim, for the call tonight.
Oh, no.
I appreciate it.
I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. When I care about football, that's and those two teams just beat our butt constantly. So I don't like either of them.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want here. Federal judge ordering that old Sheriff Joe Arpaio, well, he's ordering the U.S. Attorney's Office to charge him with criminal contempt of court. However, apparently that U.S. Attorney's Office doesn't necessarily have to do so. So it is a recommendation that they charge him, and ultimately the azcentral.com is asking if Arpaio is found guilty, will a conviction legally force him to resign? Could he end up behind bars, and will the judge's decision affect Arpaio's odds at a 7th term? I predict the answer to that last question to be no. It seems like that there's nothing Joe Arpaio can do that will stop him from winning re-election.
I also think that, to some extent, you know, standing off with the feds just adds to his brand.
Looks like he's tough, right?
Like, I'm tough. I stand for what I stand for in the face of the federal government, too.
Reached for comment Friday evening. Arpaio said he hadn't yet read the order, but that it was being reviewed by his attorneys. He said, we're moving forward. We're doing our job. There'll be aggressive appeals. Our pilot said he was looking forward to an independent review, clarifying that he meant a review by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Mel McDonald, his attorney representing him in criminal matters, said the ruling came as more as a disappointment than a surprise. Quote, I think the evidence is clearly insufficient for him to make this referral. We'll be requesting a meeting with the U.S. Attorney's Office and urging them to not go forward with it. John Lenardo is a U.S. attorney for Arizona. Cosme Lopez, a spokesbureaucrat for Lenardo, described the criminal contempt referral as a very atypical situation and said it's not clear what will happen next. She said
it's
that
not clear.
They just received it an hour ago. It's about 32 pages long, so we're reviewing it like everyone else. Said the U.S. attorney will have several options, including passing the referral on to the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section based in D.C. He declined to list whatever the other options were and said it could take a couple of weeks for determination on how to proceed. Lopez said he doesn't know if Lenardo serves on any government task forces or boards that might create a conflict of interest in handling a case involving the sheriff.
Now, the sheriff is the highest, is the most powerful elected body in a given county.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. And it should be interesting to see what happens when, you know, they're found guilty of criminal contempt. Because no one's disputing he's guilty of civil contempt.
Right.
They're just saying, oh, well, this is certainly isn't criminal contempt in this criminal case. You know. Which I find amusing. Nonetheless, the Justice Department, I guess they're going to have to figure this out and, you know, move forward in whatever way they do. I don't know what else to say about it.
Apparently, according to a former U.S. attorney, Paul Charlton said there were very few cases to look at for precedent in this. In a July interview, he said he couldn't think of another instance in which a federal judge had referred the head of a law enforcement agency for criminal contempt charges.
Nor I.
Fortunately, in this country, it doesn't happen, he said. All this is going to be relatively new in the U.S. Attorney's Office. In May, Judge Snow found Arpaio, Sheridan, and Lieutenant Sousa and former aide Brian Sands in civil contempt of court for violating three of the orders within a class action racial profiling case. Punishments for the civil contempt finding are already being meted out, including reforms over the Sheriff's Office Internal Affairs Department and setting up a compensation fund for victims of illegal detention. Lee Stein, attorney for Sheridan, said, quote, we obviously disagree with the court's conclusions and think there's ample evidence that the chief did not intentionally violate any of the court's orders. He took responsibility for his mistakes and his next step was not warranted or necessary. We are confident that when all the facts and circumstances are presented, the judge who hears the case will agree that the chief should not be held in criminal contempt. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It goes on, but
the criminal contempt is the purview of the judge who asked for it, isn't it?
Normally it is.
This is what I don't really get about this, is that there's, I mean, you know, go get him. But the problem is that they're sending, this is probably, they'd have to send deputies of the sheriff in order to go get him, right? I mean, but it's a federal judge. Maybe it's, marshals.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We got some good news about a former cop joining law enforcement against prohibition, and you can, of course, take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of people are celebrating over the news that Joe Arpaio has been recommended for criminal contempt charges. It's another part of the story from azcentral.com. A lot of immigrant rights advocates are very, very happy with this court decision. One of them even says that it has restored their faith in the justice system. You know, it's funny that all it takes is one judge to make one right decision, and it can cancel out all of the negatives that, you know, because the justice system's a joke. I mean, it's just,
yeah,
it takes advantage of people day in and day out, especially poor people, especially minorities and immigrants, people who might not be able to speak the language very effectively or whatever. But even if you can speak the language, you still don't know legalese. You can speak English, but
you speak English, you can't speak legalese.
Right. You're still not speaking their language. And so it's just every day, day in and day out, these courts are extracting tens of thousands of dollars. Every single court is getting thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in fines on a daily basis. They are destroying peaceful people's lives. Most of the time, if you go in and you sit in on an arraignment, you'll see case after case after case of no victim, no crime.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, yep. Cha-ching, yep.
And they're ringing that cash register all the way. And, of course, a lot of the people that get convicted can't afford to pay the fine, so they'll get on a payment plan. I can't afford to pay you the $500, but if I can pay you monthly, I can pay you $30 a month or whatever. And so then they add a fee on top of that because of the payment plan.
Sure.
So court ends up getting $700 instead of $500, and you know, that person ends up even more impoverished than they ever were before, and then the bureaucrats pat themselves on the back and say that this is justice. This is justice. And so you've got these
advocates
for the poor here saying things like, oh, thank goodness they're going after Joe Arpaio. It has restored my faith in the justice system, even though tomorrow this same judge is likely going to send somebody to prison who's never actually harmed another human being.
Yeah, a poor person.
Right.
That supposedly has committed a crime that has no victim.
By the way, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. Read the latest news or even engage with the community on our Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. And in kind of the positive side of the police news, every now and then you get some good news about the police, because there sure is a lot of police abuse out there. But there's actually a former cop who has been appointed to the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition Speakers Bureau.
Hmm.
And I always like it when this kind of news comes out, because whenever you got cops coming out of the closet against the war on drugs, that means we're that much closer to ending this insanity. Because, you know, this war has been going on for decades. It has put in prison countless innocent people who have never harmed another human being.
And when you look at, say, the war on alcohol, prohibition, Americans lost their taste for it rather quickly. But for whatever reason, the war on drugs, not so much. Now, this is one thing that, it's... When you think about heroin, you think about cocaine, you're like, wow, that stuff, that's terrible stuff.
Mm.
And I'm not claiming it's a good idea to use heroin or cocaine. I wouldn't claim that. But I would claim the United States became the greatest country in the world when heroin and cocaine were legal. This country was built by people who could legally obtain heroin and cocaine. They probably didn't. But maybe the very fact that they could made them better people. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there have been drug addicts for a long time, and as the folks over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition will tell you, by the way, their website, leap.cc, as those folks will tell you, you'll actually look at the numbers of heroin addicts or addicts in general, and you compare the past to today. They've said that they're similar. So, you know, they're similar.
They're not making any difference by locking people up.
Right. Well, they are making a difference. That makes people's lives worse.
Yeah. Well, and it's costly.
Right. It costs us. Taxpayers have to pay for it. And you don't get a better situation in life by being forced to go to prison after you've had a drug problem, because there's still drugs in prison. You just have to pay 10 times as much for them.
And another thing that they point out, and I think this is a really fair a point that they make, is that when they arrest a burglar, burglaries in the town go down.
That's right.
When they arrest a serial killer, murders in town go down.
Correct.
When they arrest a drug dealer, they've made a job opportunity, and drug use doesn't really go down.
Nope, sure hasn't. I mean, any cop that is honest with you will tell you that. They will tell you that they know that this war on drugs is a failure. They're just going through the motions because they're afraid.
So there's a sweet pension involved.
There is a pension involved, and they're afraid of losing their job. They don't want to go against the chief. You know, they don't want to be the black sheep of the department.
Sure.
And that's what happened with a former host of the show, Brad Jardis, or former guest host.
And the only person I know that was an active duty police officer that was also in LEAP.
And they went after him. They came after his job. He was able to keep his job, but only after being targeted inside the department by fellow officers who were not only making fun of him, but also when he was at his job hearing, when they were deciding whether or not to fire him.
Right, they're trying to fire him.
One of the cops wore a shirt with imagery of a dead rat on it.
Yeah, as though he's a rat.
Right. So the suggestion was that our friend Brad was a rat. Because he'd broken ranks. He'd broken ranks from the thin blue line, and the official line is...
And by the way, when a police officer wears a shirt like that, it's darn close to a threat on your life.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's one thing if the plumbers union, the guy wears a dead rat or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is a man who wears a gun every day.
And claiming, who can get away with murder.
By the sounds of it, claiming that you're a rat and that rats deserve to die.
That's the suggestion, at least, with the T-shirt. He didn't get explicit. But anyway, he ended up keeping his job because there was a tremendous outpouring of support from members of the community and the liberty activists who came out. There was like 60 people at his hearing, and the commissioner, whoever it was, did not decide to terminate him. However, he ended up quitting after that because why would you want to be in a place where they hate you and they don't want you to be around? You know, they're going to make your life hell. They're going to make the job difficult. And so ultimately, when he was vindicated and allowed to keep his job, he said, I'm walking. And he took off.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to be an active duty police officer and join law enforcement against prohibition. Unfortunately,
it's nearly impossible to be an active duty police officer.
So, so Joe LaChance.
There is, but there are people who are like the jailer here.
That's correct.
The warden here in Cheshire County.
That's right. The superintendent, as he is called, of the local jail is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. His name's Rick Van Wickler. We've reported on him over the years. And if you Google Rick Van Wickler, you'll find some interesting stories. Vice.com, did a news report on him because it's just kind of an interesting story. Hey, this guy is running a jail where he keeps people who've been arrested for drugs while he is against keeping people for having drugs.
Right, because he does his job.
Right, he's doing a job that he doesn't really even agree with, at least aspects of it. And I remember asking him when I was in his facility as a guest for 58 days for civil disobedience, I remember asking him about what portion of the population of the jail he feels shouldn't be there. He said about 40% at times. So
it's a pretty high number.
Yeah, that's a lot of wasted space. That's a lot of people taking up cots in a facility that they don't need to be there. You don't need to be spending money on, feeding those people and taking care of them. They could be out working like most drug users do. There's plenty of productive drug users in society.
And it's worth pointing out that, people who use caffeine, people who use alcohol,
productive.
People who use tobacco, these are all drug users.
That's right. And some of them are more addicted than others, and some people are able to use drugs responsibly. I would say a lot of the drug use out there is responsible drug use. People who are, maybe getting high when they get home from work and taking it easy instead of, getting drunk or whatever. And there's a difference between drug use and drug abuse. And someone like Joe LaChance, who's the newest member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, learned this stuff the hard way when he got into being a cop. And he was a cop for a decade in New Hampshire. He was totally brainwashed. He was totally down with the war on drugs. He was, agreed with prohibition. And then through his experience, he started to change his mind about that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about his story coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor. I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. Something else we have is an on-demand audio listen line. You can listen to Free Talk Live, the latest episode, anytime you want, just by calling 641-793-9660. And, of course, you can always download our MP3s from online. So this is a way for you to listen if you are in your car and you don't want to use your data connection, and you still want to listen to Free Talk Live, you can do
that. I find
that.
It very useful for that.
Yeah, and you can also listen to the LRN.FM live feeds. You can listen to us live when we're live. You can listen to us delayed whenever you want. And there's also close to a dozen shows from LRN.FM that you can also listen to on demand. So again, that number is 641-793-9660, 641-793-9660. It's super easy to use, and if you've got unlimited long distance, it costs you nothing, except whatever battery power you might use to make the phone call. So very, very easy to use. And while you're listening, you can press zero at any time to leave us a voicemail that we may play on the air. But keep in mind, if it's longer, we're less likely to play it. If it's long enough, we're probably not going to even listen to it. So try to keep it short. Try to keep it sweet. Make your points. Maybe make a few notes before you call in so you don't end up rambling. Anyway, 641-793-9660. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and if we get a chance, we'll tell you more about a cop who is making good. He was a cop for a decade, and now he's joining law enforcement against prohibition to speak out against the war on drugs. In fact, we're going to be likely talking to him later this week as we head to New Hampshire Hemp Fest. He's slated to be Joe LaChance, a former cop, slated to be one of the speakers at Hemp Fest this weekend.
Say, this is a really difficult place for, a law enforcement officer to be.
Yep. Well, he's no longer a law enforcement officer.
I understand. Right.
And so we're going to meet him and probably have a good conversation with him about what his kind of experience was from going from prohibitionist to anti-prohibitionist.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to him.
I'm sure there's a lot of interesting stories that he can tell. Meanwhile, we go to your phone calls and thoughts to Skype first, where Nahuel is on the line calling from the Internet. Hello there.
Hello. Hey. I'm glad to hear your Ian and Mark on the Sunday. It's like a Christmas, both of you.
Thanks. We're here every Sunday. So it's like Christmas every week, then.
But you too?
Yeah, both of us. We're here every Sunday.
Saturdays and Sundays.
I will hear more Free Talk Live Sundays. I don't want to derail my topic into the COP, but it's like it's another Barry Cooper, which is a kind of a superhero of mine. I actually have done some translation to Spanish about the story of Barry Cooper, because the Canadian people here don't know much about him, and he's a kind of superhero.
I love Barry Cooper. I'm so excited. Mark, can we announce what you told me during the break about where we're going next year? So you and I are going to an Acapulco, which is going to be in Acapulco, Mexico. I'm very, very excited about that because I suspect Barry Cooper is going to be there.
He intends to be.
And I haven't seen Barry since, I don't think it was, I think it was 2007 at the Liberty Forum. So it's going to be like a decade since I've seen Barry. And he is a hero of mine as well. I've got a lot of respect for him. He's for listeners that don't know, he's a former Texas cop, former Texas narcotics officer.
Wasn't he award-winning or something?
Yeah, he was like the narc of the year or whatever in Texas. And then he turned to the side of good and started making videos called Never Get Busted, giving people advice on how to avoid getting arrested if they are drug users. And the guy is a real hero. He's been living actually in Mexico for a number of years since the Texas law enforcement decided to target his family for kidnappings and harassment, and he decided to hightail it out.
Yeah, Barry Cooper was accused of kidnapping?
No. The Texas law enforcement kidnapped his family members. They kidnapped his children.
Arrested?
No, they kidnapped his children from him. Generally, they don't arrest children unless they've committed a crime. But in this case, it was one of those CPS things.
Oh, I see.
Where they kidnapped his children. He did manage to get them back after a little bit, and then he took off down to Mexico. So you can't blame him for that. But that's because he was basically showing how corrupt the Texas police were by doing undercover operations on them that he called Cop Busters with a K. And you can probably Google that one and find some fun old videos where Barry Cooper sets up the police, and boy, they fall for it every time. So anyway, Nahuel, what do you want to talk about here?
Last time I hear about Barry Cooper, he was from Brazil. Are you sure he's in Mexico?
I believe he's in Mexico at the moment. I don't know for how long he's been, or I think it's been a couple of years that he's been in Mexico.
Okay, I'm calling to talk about to ask to libertarian community about transgender issues, but that is really, really late on my train of thought. So first thing, I come from transhumanism, and I want to ask you both, what do you think that libertarians our drive to transhumanism is like, can this love of the progress, like we have to evolve, or where's there?
I got a little lost in that that question there. I couldn't quite understand.
Yeah.
Do you see that libertarian people, liberty-minded people, are attracted to transhumanism?
Transhumanism. Well, let's define transhumanism first. I'm going to take a crack at it here. Basically, it's the idea of humans going beyond the human form, essentially sort of augmenting our bodies with electronics or nanomachines, actual cybernetic kind of technology, becoming basically a mix between man and machine, sort of going
cyborgs.
Beyond.
Yeah, people, you know, having transplants that allow them to use their, that had, say, spinal injuries that allow them to, you know, run this sort of robotic leg. Well, if those robotic legs get good enough, then all of us are going to want them, right? If robot legs allow you to jump over a house, everybody's going to want robot legs.
And also possibly living longer as well. That's one of the typical aspects of transhumanism.
That's the part I like.
So I would say that in the libertarian movement, there are people who are very excited about transhumanism and others who are not really into it at all. I think Daryl's one who's not really into it, if I'm recalling correctly. I think Brian Sovereign is particularly interested in it. So I would say the interest in that spans the gamut. And I think it probably has more to do with someone's religious beliefs than anything else. There would likely be people who believe that, this is our experience. We should have it as pure of an experience as possible. Maybe it's a religious thing, or maybe it's just a sort of, I don't want to modify my body kind of thing. So I'm sure that the objections to transhumanism come from different areas. But, yeah, not everybody's on the same boat there.
But perhaps can you see that on libertarian people, there is another issue on transhumanism, that is that we are kind of able to recognize the rights of a person, even if that person is not made from flesh. Do you see that?
Oh, yes. So you're talking about robot rights.
Robot rights, yeah. That's an interesting discussion that people are going to be having over the next few decades, I suspect, as we're already seeing robots starting to take on visible, recognizable human form. They're not perfect yet, but they're there now. And so really the only question is when those humanistic robots will start to act more human and become less and less identifiable as robots. At what point will people acknowledge that they also have rights and are volitional beings of their own right? And I think that's an interesting discussion to have. Now, well, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. It's not something we can dig too far into in these remaining moments here on Free Talk Live, but we do have time for Rob in Virginia. Rob, you're online with us listening to WLNI. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I can't talk about drugs. It's just the only thing that I see both sides of the issue. But I called about Sheriff Joe. I don't know about, I haven't read the 30-page referral the judge wrote, mm-hmm. but that in itself sounds like a rant. But just the summary of it that I read in the newspaper, which I'm allowing the media to filter, so maybe it's a total lie, but was that the judge ordered him not to enforce federal law. The federal judge said, do not enforce federal law. If no
so what's the federal law that the
law,
federal judge? What was the federal law the federal judge told him not to enforce?
Well, Sheriff Joe's trying to round up all the criminals that are invading the country, all the foreigners.
Are foreigners criminals?
Yeah, people who are coming into the United States are not criminals, sir. They by definition, are not harming others by wanting to come here.
Oh, I see. So what he's doing is he's doing the job of ICE. He's sending his deputies. Okay. Oh.
Right. Yeah, he's enforcing federal law, just like
if I went out and tried to do the job of the garbage man tomorrow, somebody would probably tell me to stop.
Somebody might not agree with federal drug laws, but if you're a law enforcement officer and you're sworn to enforce the law and you see a guy walking by with a bag marked heroin, you're supposed to arrest him, even if there's not a local state law against heroin.
I'm pretty sure there's a local
law.
State law in all those circumstances. I don't know that local law enforcement is supposed to enforce federal law. I think that's a presumption.
Again, if you see somebody walking down the street with heroin, your state doesn't have a law.
I would leave them alone.
Which state doesn't have a law against heroin?
It's none of my damn business if someone's got heroin. Thank you for the call, Rob. We're out of time for tonight.
Well, you're not a cop.
Well, I'm just saying, even if I was a cop, it'd be none of my damn business. Police should only be enforcing laws that have victims.
Like I care when the government beats itself.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.